Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
You're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We're a little more than halfway through the year, and already we've got some strong contenders for the best albums and songs of 2006. Before summer slips by and turns into fall, we thought we'd hit the pause button and look back to where we've been so far. On this edition of All Songs Considered, the year's best music so far, beginning with an album we featured first in early January, a band called Tender Forever.
Hey, what's going on when you're talking on the phone to that girl and it's not me and it's driving me crazy? Hey, what's going on? Too sexy for me, but actually I just don't care. I think it's bullshit everywhere. People would say maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm weird, but actually I just don't care. And if I'm weird, I want to share.
If you don't know the music of Sean Marshall, 2006 will be the year that you do. We first told you about her in 2003 when Sean, who records under the name Cat Power, put out a terrific CD, her sixth, called You Are Free. In addition to being heard singing on a singular wireless ad, Cat Power has now made her most accessible record. She's taken her hushed southern voice and blended it with a Memphis rhythm and blues sound. In fact, her new CD, called The Greatest, was done with some of the same musicians that made soul singer Al Green famous. The opening track is also the title tune, and from what I can tell, the lyrics are about a boy's desire to become a boxer. Let's listen to The Greatest.
No trace
Cat Power, her new CD, was recorded at Arden Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. It's the same studio used recently by the White Stripes and over the years by Big Star. Led Zeppelin recorded the Immigrant Song there. That's from their third LP. R&B artists have also used Arden Studios over the years. That's where the Staple Singers recorded their hit, I'll Take You There, and where Sam and Dave recorded their smash, I Thank You. Cat Power's new CD is called The Greatest. It wouldn't be out of the ordinary for a singer in Omaha to head to L.A. for fame and a good recording studio. The independent music scene, however, has changed that stereotype. Take singer Jenny Lewis, for example. The L.A. singer for the band Rilo Kiley found friends in Omaha, and it was there she recorded her first solo album. Omaha is home to a burgeoning music scene. The most well-known would be Bright Eyes and singer Kanna Oberst. Now a record called Rabbit Fur Coat is being released, and it's a Jenny Lewis solo record of sorts, recorded with friends, many from Omaha, but others as well, including the Gospel Sisters, known as the Watson Twins, and artists such as M. Ward and Ben Gibbard. It's a soulful country record, and from it, let's listen to The Charging Sky.
Spend all of my money, then I've got no money left. If I place all of my chips on only one bet, I'm all in. And it's a surefire bet I'm gonna die. So I'm taking up praying on Sunday nights. And it's not that I believe in your almighty, but I might as well as insurance. Just you and God. But what if God's not there, but his name is on your dollar bill, which just became cafe for the evangelists, the communists, and the lefts and the rights, and the hypocrites and the Jesuits and the blacks and the whites. It's in the belly of the beast, in the Atlanta street. Dying on the dark continent. It's been happening long enough to mention it. Have I mentioned my parents are getting back together again? It's been 25 years of spreading infection. Somehow we're not affected.
Jenny Lewis from a new CD, Rabbit Fur Coat. It's a fun listen. The lyrics are sometimes whimsical, sometimes they're provocative. There's also a cover tune of the Traveling Wilburys' best song, Handle With Care. Nico Case sings with the Vancouver band New Pornographers. She also writes and records her own songs. Her new CD is partly a collection of fables she's written. It was recorded mostly in Tucson with members of Calexico and the Toronto band she often works with called The Sadies. You'll also find the piano and organ sounds of Garth Hudson. Garth Hudson is known for his legendary keyboards with The Band. The new Nico Case CD is called Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, and the opening cut is called Margaret versus Pauline.
Everything's so easy for Pauline. Everything's so easy for Pauline. Ancient strings that feed a light speed to her such mild grace. No monument of tacky gold. They smooth her hair with cinnamon waves. And they placed an ingot in her breast to burn cool and collect it. Firm in its cradle, and then rolls of her tender paws to save her. Everything's so easy for Pauline. Girl with the parking lot eyes, Margaret is the fragments of a name. The bravery's mistaken for the thrashing. Picture was fake. Margaret is the fragments of a name. Her love pours like a fountain. Her love steams like rage. Her joy aches from wanting, and she's sick from chlorine. But she'll never be as clean. There's a cool side of satin, Pauline.
Nico Case from her new CD called Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. Super Double X-Man is the moniker of Scott Garrett. Garrett's from Portland, Oregon, probably America's best city for new music these days. When he's not Super Double X-Man, Scott Garrett is a music therapist in the maximum security wing at the Oregon State Hospital. If you've seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, then you've seen the hospital where Scott works. Super Double X-Man writes sweet, simple songs, often with a ukulele or a guitar. His new CD, the one I've fallen in love with, is filled with newly recorded versions of old songs that he's written. They're recorded here with a small band. The band includes Scott Garrett's wife, Michelle, and you can hear them sing on this song called Collecting Rocks.
When I'm alone and I'm staring at my wedding band, I search for you somewhere in the sand. And I call out to you, deep dark ocean blues. Sing you a somber tune. And I remember we collected rocks sometimes, and their beauty, you told me they were beautiful, but they're so heavy, oh Lord, they're heavy tonight. I'd bring them to you, I'm gonna call out to you. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling.
You call out to me, your deep dark ocean boom. Is that what you call a somber tune? And I can see you tonight. I see you collecting rocks, all right, and their beauty. Remember, boy.
Show me where to start. 'Cause if this is the end, you can tempt my heart. Then we sing together. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling, darling. My darling, darling,
my darling, 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 darling.
Oh, my darling, darling,
my darling, darling, darling.
Oh, my darling, darling,
my darling, darling,
darling, darling. Oh, my darling, darling,
my darling, 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 darling.
Super Double X Man, and the lead-off song to a CD that comes out in April called X. The CD celebrates Scott Garrett's 10 years under the moniker Super Double X Man and includes vocals by the polka queen of Northeast Portland, his wife Michelle. Gnarls Barkley is a collaboration between two well-known hip-hop artists, Danger Mouse and CeeLo. The two recently made some music history with a tune called Crazy. Crazy became the first song ever to hit number one in England based solely on downloads. Some of that's just a technicality because the rules changed recently. Technicality aside, the record's a smash and it's big fun with a nod toward some great Southern soul. Give a listen to Crazy. Just knew too much. Great production and a terrific song. That's the sounds of Thomas Calloway, also known as CeeLo Green, and Brian Burton, also known as Danger Mouse. Their collaboration is called Gnarls Barkley. The CD is called Saint Elsewhere, and that song was Crazy. Surprise is the name of Paul Simon's thoughtful new CD. Simon chose the wonderful sound artist Brian Eno to partner in the shaping of the record. The partnership works well. The wash of textures and sometimes pulsing beats fit Paul Simon's songwriting style. It's a style where melody isn't often the first thing that defines a song. It's remarkable at the age of 65, Paul Simon still writes songs that are powerful in their insight and fresh in their unpredictability. I think it's only age that keeps his current music from influencing young songwriters. Give a listen to the tune, How Can You Live in the Northeast?
Watch the sky, happy-go-lucky, 4th of July. How can you live in the Northeast? How can you live in the South? How can you build on the banks of a river when the flood water pours from the mouth? How can you be a Christian? How can you be a Jew? How can you be a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu? How can you? Weak as the winter sun, we enter life on earth. Names and religion call me just after date of birth. And everybody gets a tongue to speak, and everyone hears an inner voice. A day at the end of the week to wonder and rejoice. If the answer is infinite light, why do we sleep in the dark? How can you live in the Northeast? How can you live in the South? How can you build on the banks of a river when the flood water pours from the mouth? How can you tattoo your body? Why do you cover your head? How can you eat from a rice bowl? The holy man only breaks bread. How can you build on the banks of a river when flood water pours from the mouth, from the mouth. All I wanted
three generations off the boat. I've harvested and I've planted. I'm wearing my father's old coat.
Paul Simon, from a CD that had its beginnings in the shadow of September 11th, 2001. That was the opening track to his new CD called Surprise. A terrific interview with All Things Considered host Melissa Block can be heard at our website, npr.org/music. The Walkmen do have a new CD. It's their third. It's called 100 Miles Off. And this tune with the funny title is called Emma, Get Me a Lemon. Walkman. The new CD is out May 23rd. The CD is called 100 Miles Off, and that song was Emma, Get Me a Lemon. I think it's time to pick up the pace a bit with a tune from a band that can't sing but makes me smile. The group's called Art Brut. They write songs that are short and fast with a spirit somewhere between the Ramones and Jonathan Richman. This tune's called My Little Brother.
Just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. And yes, it frustrates. Let's let him make his own mistakes on the dance floor. Watch him go now. Boy, those moves I just don't know how. My little brother brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. He's only 22 and he's out of control. How's he living with all of that? Unforgiving on the dance floor. Watch him go now. Boy, those moves, I just don't know how. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. He no longer listens to A-sides. He made me a tape of bootlegs and B-sides. And every song, every single song on that tape said exactly the same thing. Why don't our parents worry about us? Why don't our parents worry about us? My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. He's only 22 and he's out of control. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. Stay off the track.
Art Brut from a CD that's been buzzing around the UK for the past year and finally out in America. The CD's called Bang Bang Rock and Roll, and that song was My Little Brother. We previewed some of Tom York's record called The Eraser about a month ago. We only had permission to play a bit of it. I wasn't thrilled when I first heard it. I'm an electronic musician, and I've been making electronic music for more than 25 years, and I guess I expected more from Tom York, something truly groundbreaking, and it wasn't. But York has that voice. That voice that everybody in love with Radiohead has been trying to bottle and sell. And The Eraser clearly hinges on his voice and the words he writes. Listen to the tune, And It Rained All Night. From Tom York, a new CD, his first without Radiohead. It's called The Eraser. Radiohead is working on new music as well, some of which they played on their recent U.S. tour. They're currently a band without a record label, and it'll be interesting to see how they decide to put out their new material. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our intern is Lars Gottridge. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura RL with real-time traffic monitoring. Information at Acura.com.